Kanka belki bulamadım abi.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so we're continuing in Nikias. Oh, sorry. Nikias.
The door outside is mentioned.
Have to do it right, yeah. We're continuing in Nikias. The saber's over there on top of the other swarm if you see it. We were talking about Sheker. And he was talking about sometimes people straight up lie, sometimes people stretch the truth. And then there's always people that they're not liars at all, but they're not either mocked on the truth. And they say that at they'll say what needs to be said, and whatever, they don't mind if they stretch it a little bit. But overall, they try to be truthful. Vamnam, it's not that happens. A tzaddik should hate lie. It doesn't say be careful not to lie. It says midrash sheker tirchak. You should distance yourself from sheker. Why distance yourself? What does the distancing yourself mean? The tremendous distance, harabo, and the running away, that you need to run. A person that's choshev will be very machped on the MS. On the MS.
MS.
The Chachamim Zal Amru that the most indicative midah of Hashem, the one that defines Hashem the most, is the midah of MS. That is the midah which defines Hashem the most. If that's the need that defines Hashem the most, obviously, how bad is the opposite of it?
How do we know that?
The
Is that
Gemara.
oh, it's so come on.
So the Gemara is saying that. So what does a chaysam mean? Chaysam means if I have a check and I want to sign a check. Why am I signing it? To say, this is coming from me. So the most clear way that you could say something came from me is if I signed it, right? So when we say Hashem's signature is MS, let's think of what we're saying. What we're saying is if you want to know something is coming from Hashem, how do you know? You could think maybe if it's amazing Rachmanos. It's tremendous chesed. That's not a raya that's coming from Hashem. Because Hashem didn't sign off by saying, it's the chesed which I sign off with. The way Hashem signs off on things is with emes. That means if you see something which is the most spitz, the most emes, MS doesn't mean just not false, by the way. Because I'll tell you, this is a solid table. Pretty true fact. It's not really true. It's not really MS. Because it's just not checker. There's no other possibility. I just heard about the fancy was saying from the Kotzker. When you say something, it has to be that it's bringing out the emes on all sides. It's not really solid. There's a lot of spaces in here. Right? So it's true colloquially, whatever.
Colloquially.
But we speak like that. Yeah, there's a solid table, but it's not. Emes is more than that. Why is there a solid table here? Because I decided to put it here. So it's not really that honest, because I could decide tomorrow not to put it here. I could decide tomorrow to cut it up. So I'm making out a salad table anyway. So there's nothing really about it that's so MS about it. Besides MS meaning truth, MS really means it's mukhrach. It has to be that way. And this is the only way that it could be. And there is no existence that exists other than the one I'm describing. And therefore, mankind cannot really tap into MS 100%. The only real MS comes from Hashem. Because Hashem is the one that makes what's mukhrach, what's not. So that's not 100% MS. Therefore, Hashem chose the meat of MS to bring out his truth in the world. And therefore, the more that we can tap into that midah by describing the things the way they really are, that's the true midah of MS. You want to be my son? Keep my midah. Don't lie. Yerushalayim was called Ir MS. All of a sudden now he brings in a different Gemara. I'm trying to think what the connection was. Let me say over the Gemara, we'll try to work out the connection. The Gemara was that Rav Safra was saying Kriyat Shema. And someone came over to Rav Safra and said, "I heard that you want to sell your car." We're saying Emes probably didn't need to sell his car because Rav Safra didn't have a car. So let's say what the story actually said. He wanted to, I don't remember what the thing was. He wanted to,
His old Gemaras.
he wanted to buy something from Rav Safra. And Rav Safra heard what the man said. In his mind, he agreed to that price.
That's a famous story.
Yeah. Then Rav Safra continued saying Kriyat Shema, he couldn't talk. And the guy said, "Oh, you obviously don't like the price." And he kept on adding on to the price until eventually he finished and he said, "Yes, but I'm not going to buy it at the price that you said at the end. Really, I agreed to you at an earlier price." And that's called Doiver Emes. He speaks truth, bilvavo, in his heart. It's one of the famous chapters of Tehillim that we recite at a funeral. So you may have heard it many times. Dover MS Bilvavo. And he speaks truth in his heart. We heard that. So now that's what he brings. You see from here how far the meat of MS goes. What's the shaychus between that story and what we're talking about? He's bringing out a point. I mean, I get it. That so far you have to distance yourself from lying that even if you never spoke out the other time, you just thought about it. You should still continue to do it. Is that an MS thing? Or is that a cheating thing? You feel not right. You feel like you're cheating someone if you do that. Or is it an MS thing?
You're cheating somebody if you.
You take the higher price.
I don't think it's cheating. I think it's just a higher level of offense.
Okay. So if we say MS is lying, so then. I'm not lying. I never said anything else. So, what's the shaykhness to MS here?
That you decided in your head when you heard the price that's what you're taking and that. You
No.
closed the deal in your head, and that was it.
So,
Is there's
in other words, for me to take the higher price, I have to be agreeing with your story. That's really what happened. And it's not true, that story. It's not what happened. So essentially, I have to live with the fact that in my mind, this is what the price is. And therefore, it's a higher level of MS to continue doing that price. And someone that really distances themselves from Sheker will do that. I'll change his mind for anything other than three things. And one of the Amudei Olam is MS. Because he goes on and on. Well, someone that is lying is actually uprooting the entire planet Earth. Because it's one of the three pillars. You wouldn't want to sit on a chair that had three legs yesterday and now has two. So if you lie, you're uprooting one of the pillars of the world.
No. But that's not considered lying.
That case is not lying. No. But what that case is, though, is you're strengthening that pillar of the world.
You're strengthening.
The
Oh,
pillar of
right. You're, I
Hemus.
got it. Yeah.
Meaning, you're not uprooting it because you're not lying. But surely, if you do keep that meter, you're strengthening that pillar.
But like, if you return change to a goyish teller, you don't have an obligation to do that,
Your Mikayim
but
Kiddush Hashem.
you're doing a Kiddush Hashem, so
Right.
you're strengthening
Yes.
that pillar.
Correct. And there was a famous story, which we'll see tomorrow. I'll try to prepare that story tomorrow. Great story from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But Emes, we'll continue tomorrow.
Great, thank you.
Shkoyach, my side.